The Gemara in Daf Mizan Beis is discussing the Seder, the Mahalach of becoming a Ger, and the Gemara is quoting a Brisa, and the Brisa says like this: It says Kibel Malan Oisim Yad. Once he's Mekabel Mitzvahs, you do Mila right away, and then it goes on to say that Nisrape, once he's healed from the Mila, Matbilan Oisim Yad, then you're Matfilim, then he does his Tvila, he goes to the Mikvah. So the Rishonim point out that it's Masha from the Gemara that the Seder Hadvarim is first you do the Mila, and only afterwards you do the Tvila. It has to be first Mila, then Tvila. And they're bothered with the Kasha, Taisus over Yasa Kasha, another Rishonim, that this seems to be connected to Gemara later on in Haral and Dafayin Ches, where the Gemara says that Muberish in his Gaira, but not in Tzarech Tvila. If a woman was Megayer when she was pregnant, so her son doesn't need Tvila because the Tvila of the mother will help for the Vlad as well. So the Kasha is fine. So the mother had Tvila, the kid had Tvila through the Tvila of his mother, but what about Mila? He didn't have Mila B'meyimai. The Mila is not going to happen until later on after he's born. So it comes out that the Tvila happened before the Mila. In the Fiyar Gemara, it's Mashma, first you do Mila and then Tvila. So how could the Tvila over there help if the Tvila was done before the Mila and not afterwards, which Lechair is the Seder, like it's Mavur from our Gemara. So the Ramban over here, the Ramban asks this Kasha, and the Ramban says, you see from that Gemara, Dafayin Ches, it really, this Seder is not Ma'akiv. Our Gemara is Lav Dafka. You do not have to have Mila before Tvila. You can have Tvila before Mila. You can do it in any order you want. And that's why it helps over there by Mubaris. So why over here does it say Mila then Tvila? And that's just sort of a Eitz HaTaiva. They try to do the Mila first in order to scare him away in case he's not serious about becoming a Ger. But that's him. Either way could work. Mila before Tvila or Tvila before Mila. The Seder is not Ma'akiv. The Ritva, on the other hand, the Ritva is Chaylik. And the Ritva says that the Seder is Ma'akiv. It has to be first Mila and then Tvila. What's the shot over there that the kid is able to have his Mila after his Tvila? So he says over there it's different because over there when the kid is B'mei Imai, he's not Roy L'mila yet. You're not able to be Malim, so he has a din of a Nekeva. And just like in a Keva doesn't need a bris mila, he does not need a bris mila either. So when he's not roi lamila, he can do tefila before mila. But ba'alma, a regular kid who's roi lamila and should have mila, the mila has to come first. That's how the Ritva learns. So it comes out of very sedes like machlokes u'shanim lemaisa is the seder advar ma'akiv. Do you need to have first mila then tefila, or could it be either or? Could he have tefila before mila? And the shaila is what's this machlokes talion? What's the husband this machlokes? Whether the mila has to come before the tefila or not? And I thought that perhaps you could be mazal this up here, a very studies like a chakira that Achanim have in the din of the din of mitzvahs mila of gerim. What is the ger hadvarim? What's the pshat that a ger needs mila? So the Dvavram has this chakira and other Achanim as well. What's the pshat? Is it the pshat that really when to become a ger you need two things? You need tvila and you need mila, and both of them are equally being piled the geris. The tvila is piled part of the geris. The mila is piled part of the geris, and together they create a full geris. Besides the kabbalas mitzvahs, which you need as well, obviously, but chutz from that, you need two things, you need mila and you need tefila. Or is it pshat, then, oh, really what creates the geris is the tefila. The tefila is the ma'aseh geris, that's what turns it into a ger. Why do you need mila? Mila is not really part of the process of geris, but mila is just to make him an ois aral, to make him not an aral. You can't be megayer an aral. Geris is not chal on someone who's an aral. Just like any yid has to be a mal, the ger also has to be a mal, and you can only be megayer a person who's not an aral, a person who's a maho. So therefore, you first have to remove the arla to turn him into a mal, and then you're able to megayer him. If not, he's like the Rishonim say, Lashon of Tevel v'sheretz biyada. He can't be megayer a person who still has his arlas in him. But not that the arlas, not that the mila is part of the process of the geris. That's not being piled the geris. It's just removing the arelus, and now the geris could be chal. So if the pshat is that the mila makes him not an arl, and now the tefila is what's piled the geris, and it's a davar pashat, obviously the order is ma'akev. You have to remove the arlas, and only then do the tvila. If he was an arl b'shas tvila, it's tevel v'sheretz biyada, and it's not going to work. But if the pshat is that both the mila and the tvila are equally being piled the geris, it's not to remove the arlas before the tvila, but the mila creates a chelik of the geris, and the tvila creates a chelik of the geris, then there's no reason why one has to be before the other. They're two equal parts that are being piled geris, and you could take it in whichever order that you want. And I think lefi this lemaisa there would be enough kamina lahalacha, enough kamina lemaisa. There's an interesting shiloh that came through Chatzko Abramsky when he was in London about a person who had a child that was born from a nachris. In other words, the mother was a guy, the father was a yid, and the father did not know the halacha, and he thought mistakenly that his kid is a regular Jew, a regular yid, and he gave him a bris mila on the eighth day, like any other yid. Now later on, this kid grew up, he's 20 years old, and he realized that he's not really a Jew, he's a guy, and he needs to be megayer. So he needed to be taivel l'shem geris. The question was, what about a mila? Does he need a mila l'shem geris as well? Does he need to do a tafas nambris? Because his first mila wasn't done l'shem geris, it was done thinking he was a regular yid, and not done l'shem geris. Or do we say, no, l'mai said that mila helped, he did a mila, b'tiras a regular yid, could he use that old mila, and he would not need to have a tafas nambris again, as part of his gerus process. So Chatzim Abramsky basically said it would be telling this chakira. If the pshat in the mila is that the mila is being pal gerus, just like the tefillah is being pal gerus, then the mila has to be done l'shem gerus. Over here, the mila was not done l'shem gerus; it was done l'shem a regular mila of any yid, and that wouldn't help. We need to have a tamas dambris. But if the pshat is that really the mila is not being piled against, the mila is just making a non aral. So like the mila of any other yid, you just need to be a non aral before you do the tvila. So then that mila over here is fine. The mila was done the shame being a yid. Remove the arlis, is no longer an aral. Now that he's no longer an aral, then the tvila should help and he would not need hatavis nambris. So that child that he had would lechar be telling this machar. He's shining over here and he's naita over there to say that he would not need another hatavis nambris because the mila is not really part of the maisa geris. It's just something which needs to be done to remove the arelis before the Maisa HaTfila. But Lamaisa, the way we're pointing out, this seems to be a Machlokes Rishonim over here in our sugya.